League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 804. Let's get some calls in here. Kyle wants to talk about his Astros here on the show. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, John Lance. I was at the Verlander game the other night, and yeah, I agree with the last caller. Pitching is pitching, but really, if you're not hitting, that's the worst part. And the one thing we missed from last year is Carlos Beltran. But I said bring him back as a hitting coach. I mean, I don't know who the hitting coach is right now. Job's not getting done.
Dave Hudgens. Why does everybody disrespect Dave Hudgens?
Carlos Beltran is not coming back as a hitting coach.
No, no. I thought he was going to be the Yankees manager.
I did too.
Yeah, Aaron Boone's doing a hell of a job, though. By the way, and it was cool after the game. He was like, "Look at this. We got Aroldis Chapman against Jose Altuve, the best fastball hitter. Everybody soak this up. It's the bottom of the ninth, two on, best hitter at the plate against the best pitcher, fastball pitcher. Let's see who wins." And that's cool. I think that's pretty cool. If you can, in the moment, because he said that. He said, while it was happening, he told whoever, so his bench coach or whatever, this is pretty cool. If you can enjoy those kind of moments, I think that's neat.
You know, John, the Astros had a bunch of those moments. I mean, a ton in the postseason.
Yeah.
And we're talking about against Chris Sale, against Chapman.
Against Jansen
against Kershaw.
Right.
And they came through seemingly like every time. It wasn't every time. But so that's one of the reasons. That's another reason that the Astros have now set a bar of expectations for us that they're never going to be able to hit ever again probably. And we're always going to have like little tiny disappointments because that was special. Like the positive of that is that you saw something incredibly special. I mean, they literally overcame not having a bullpen, and they got clutch performances from some starters in the pen, and then obviously the hitters in clutch situations, even Marwin. But now, every time they don't come up, we're going to really notice it because they ruined the best pitchers in baseball over a 1 month span. They were ruining some of the greatest in the game today. I mean, some of the greatest pitchers in the games today, and guys were ruining them, and then running around with wheelbarrows to carry their pelotas because they're trying to get around the bases. I mean, they're not always going to be clutch like that. I did have high hopes for Altuve yesterday.
I know.
I did have high hopes because he is such an early ball fastball hitter.
Well, and here's the deal. They came back in the seventh inning and took the lead.
I know.
And Correa, that's the game that they won last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to hold on, and they were able to win. And those were the games. And there's so many of these games. And they're 20-13. It's not like they're the Nationals right now or the Dodgers who have started off horrific and everybody's going, what the hell? They're 20-13. I get that. But these are games that they were winning late. They have not won a game that they've trailed after six innings this
year.
They're
defending champs. I mean,
they have not won a game that they trailed after six innings. They did that all the time last year. They did that all the time. It didn't matter when they were trailing last year. They would win games late, and this team doesn't do it. So, I mean, there's it's early, and I get that. You know what? There's a lot of baseball left. I get that. But these are games that you're throwing away that last year you had all of this built up, and you didn't need it, but you had home field advantage because of it.
Right. Concept Mayhem says, The world champs are running out of 7-8-9 equivalent to Everett, Ausmus, and pitcher. But sure, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Signed, true fan, and he trademarked it, hashtag Astros Twitter.
Yeah.
He is trust me, nobody hates Astros Twitter more than Concept Mayhem. Nobody.
How about this one? I mean, CJ says, the Night Watch has guys that are badasses. Giles is Stannis Baratheon. He used the Red Woman. Didn't work. Burned his daughter at the stake. Didn't work. He'll win a battle or two, but at the end of the day, he's just not that good. That maybe he's, you know, that is true.
It feels like Samwell right now, if I'm being honest.
Well, Samwell Tarly, actually, he's been mentioned here. Samwell Tarly, I bet Samwell Tarly had a 100-mile-an-hour fastball but was worried about pitching the ball.
Samwell never had a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
No, Samwell was kind of,
he
just cared.
Do you think I'm going to have to fight someone with a sword?
He just,
oh, Samwell killed a White Walker.
Yes.
Yeah, that is one of the great, that's a 116 matchup. You know, we saw 116 this year. Well, actually, 116 victory already happened when Samwell Tarly beat a White Walker.
Yep,
that was one of the great upsets in history.
That is true.
Lenny says, hey, you need to tell that last caller that Giles could not have been brought in yesterday. He's in concussion protocol. He's not in concussion protocol.
He should be.
He's not in concussion protocol.
Well, he kind of should be. He kind of should be.
All right.
He That is funny, though. He gave himself a concussion.
because he rolled his
Hey, Lance,
like he rolled with the punch.
Lance, Gilbert wants to talk on the radio. This is a first, so let's hear what Gilbert has to say.
Snore.
Hey, Gilbert.
Snore.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Hey, Gilbert, what's going on, buddy?
Conscious.
What's going on? I'm about to die pretty soon anyway.
You're about to die pretty soon?
Yeah.
Why?
I can't walk. I can't. Yesterday, I went to the ball game, you know?
Yeah.
I walked, and I fell down, and I couldn't get somebody to pick me up, you know? And I had to go to the hospital anyway, you know?
What happened?
If they got arthritis anyway.
Oh. You know, that Gilbert, good. That happens to me all the time. I walk, and then I fall down.
It's not arthritis,
though.
Wendy pick you up a while? Did Wendy pick you up a while?
Yeah, Wendy picked me up. Did Wendy pick you up yesterday?
No, she went there yesterday. She had work yesterday anyway.
You didn't see Wendy yesterday?
No, she had work yesterday.
She was
anyway,
at work.
No.
He was just letting you know Wendy's schedule.
Oh, good. You knew where Wendy was.
I know where you were yesterday anyway.
Where was I?
Yeah, you were at work anyway.
Yeah, I was at work, Gilbert. You're right. So So wait a minute. Why are you going right from arthritis to death? That's all that I want to know.
Yeah, I'm feel good. I haven't eaten much lately anyway. And I'm free to go to Trader and Flame today. You're not there. Why is that?
Oh, because we... They didn't sign up for. I don't know. I can't answer that. Because Lance,
why not? You meet her next week or what?
You know what? No, you could go see Lance on location. Lance is out. He's out today. He's not in studio. You want to go see Lance?
If you come out to Belize, you can. I'm not sure.
Where's that at? Where's that at?
You know what? I feel safe saying, come on out, Gilbert. Like, usually I don't in Houston because I know that, it's on if you say that.
Where's Belize, Gilbert?
Where are you at? Are you out of town or what?
I'm out of town a little bit. I'm out of the country, so it will take a passport. And you could bring your own alcohol here.
You can ride your bike to Belize, Gilbert.
No, you can't. You can't, Gilbert. Don't listen.
Yes, you can. I mean, it'll take a long time.
A long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you one question. We want the Texans anyway. They didn't get a good pick anyway.
Yeah, they got.
Yeah.
They got a really good safety. Yeah, they got a really good safety in the third round, Justin Reed, that I think is going to really help them. They got some guys. I think the Texans
are okay. We want a quarterback anyway. We need a new quarterback.
Well, they've got one if he stays healthy in Deshaun Watson. So I think we got a quarterback. Did you watch him at all last year, Gilbert?
Yeah, we probably bring dude again this year probably, you know.
I'm hoping. How come you don't have any thoughts on the Astros? Like, you're number one Astros guy. You don't have any thoughts on the Astros at all? You were at the game.
Aren't you mad? You were there yesterday. Aren't you mad?
I just think we're half an inning anyway. I went home to the hospital.
Oh, because you fell down right away?
Yeah.
You could have waited till the ninth to fall down.
You really went to the hospital?
Yeah, you really went to the hospital anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not believing that.
Are you calling from the hospital, Gilbert?
Did they?
No, I'm at home. They sent me home. I'm okay now. Anyway.
Oh, I thought you were dying.
Yeah, wait. If you're dying.
Yeah, I'm dying. Anyway. I didn't get enough, food anyway. What are you doing? The large boat at that steakhouse again, anyway.
When are we going to be at the
steakhouse? Saltgrass?
Saltgrass?
The steakhouse again.
Yeah, you want to go there.
Pizza over there one day at the steakhouse again?
Yeah, remember you got, bought you food there, remember?
Wait, y'all did a remote from Saltgrass?
Yeah, we did a few. We did a couple.
Probably not. Not at 7 in the morning. We're probably
Gilbert. We're not probably not going to do that anymore. But you know what? When Raheel and Dell are there, you can go see them.
Who?
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, you'll be at the what's steakhouse?
Saltgrass.
Saltgrass.
Remember, you had a girlfriend there. Who was the girl that you used to bother? I mean, go see.
Wendy.
Kayla.
Did you still see Kayla?
When was the last time you saw her? They told you to stop coming, didn't they?
Yeah, stop because of
I figured that would happen.
Yeah,
but
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, good day, gentlemen. All right, Gilbert. Go after
All right, I hope you don't die. Gilbert said he was going to die soon.
Man, he's got so much tough luck with love. I mean, he can't convince Wendy to leave you for him. I mean, Kayla, they told him to stay away from her. I mean, all the news reporters in town.
Did Wendy help you up? That was quick.
Was Wendy there? No, she was at work.
That was quick.
He's always. Lance, he's called in before. Yeah, I was just over with Wendy. Anyway. What?
He's trying to troll you. How about this random Ohio State fan, somebody from Cleveland, just says, relate this to all the Harden honks. The real MVP is in C-Town, number 23. No way the beard, given the same circumstances, succeeds. Defense, assists, scoring, and rebounds. Case closed. Sorry, voting's in. Your guy's not winning.
Yeah, so screw sad. Your guy.
Although Cleveland is making a little push. Hey, you know what? I think you guys are going to keep LeBron now, so good for you guys.
No, they're not. Even if they make this run, they're not going to win at all, so LeBron's leaving. They're not keeping
there.
I'm going to tell you, there is a less than 10% chance that LeBron goes back to Cleveland.
You think so?
Yeah, because even if he gets to the finals, he's not staying. He's going to win. Because he'll be 3-6 now. You know what? His legacy is going to be turning into, he made it. He's turning into the Buffalo Bills.
Well, except with 3 titles.
Well, he's got 3, but he's going to have 6 losses now.
I know. LeBron truthers don't want to hear that. But, hey, he's playing great right now.
He is.
But you're right, John. He can play as great as he wants to. If they get to the finals and lose, I mean, it's not like these guys are playing any better. Now, he helped assemble a bunch of the guys and requested them on the team.
Kevin Love did go 31-11 last night.
Yeah,
he looked the Minnesota Kevin Love, at least last night.
Yeah.
But I'm a firm believer that when you go play with a dominant personality, that you have to become subservient. And I think that's what has happened to Kevin Love. The Kevin Love that used to play in Minnesota was a different dude. Like, he was like he scored yesterday. And then you go play with a dominant personality. And I think sometimes you can't take the same dominant role. You have to become more subservient, and that's not good for your confidence.
No.
There's no way.
No. Let's talk some basketball on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 because we got, our Rockets in action tonight. So let's talk about that. We had the Celtics last night. We got the Cavs. We got talk some basketball.
You mean the best pitch? You mean the best I want to talk about the best coach in basketball,
right,
who resides in Boston. That guy is Brad Stevens is incredible.
Well, let's do that
on the other side.
The other side means, Lance. You the commercial's over. That's what that means.
When we come back, you'll never believe who is the best basketball coach in the league. Find out by listening right here on 97.5.
All right, but first let's talk about Chance McClain. And I love Chance. He's if you don't know Chance, if you've never met Chance, you've probably heard, back in the day, if you were a 1560 person, you heard he is the most creative. He's unbelievable what he does. And I've talked about how conscientious he is with how he's done work for us. He did work for our football team and put together two videos for us. It was just unbelievable. So he's doing documentary films about your family now. Okay. And now he's not doing one unless you hire him. I mean, he's not going to just come in and do a doc about your family, but you hire him. He comes in, he meets you. You talk to him about who's in your family, who can tell stories. Let's sit down and talk to them. He works, and it's a lot of times it's older people because you want them to be remembered. So he's wonderful with them. He gets them laughing and having fun and telling stories, and it's an art. And Chance has that. He has that, you know, BS in him. He does. So everybody has a good time, but the thing is that you end up with basically a documentary about your family, that the kids, that it lives on forever. And if you want your kids to know your older people in your family better and where you came from, go to yourheritagefilm.com. Or maybe it's you that you want to record for posterity. Yourheritagefilm.com. It's awesome. Chance does a wonderful job. If you got a phone right now and you want a phone number, 713-249-2429. 713-249-2429. Call them, set it up, talk to them about it, see if it's for you at yourheritagefilm.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number.
I found something for you, by the way, John. I think you're going to like it. It's the 82 flavors of Russell Westbrook. All of the things, the clothes he wore in all 82 games. And it's if you want to see if you can basically see if you can pull it off. If you wanted to, you can go to this. It's on ESPN. And you can see in the different games, you know, how whether or not they won. You see what the score was, what the date was. And then you can see what he wore. And if you want to maybe go on this site, John, and see if there's an outfit on there that you think is kind of your jam that really speaks to you, and that's something you want to wear. They've got them all lined up right here.
Yeah, it's not something I want to do.
I mean, you're saying that now, but you're not on the site. You're not actually looking.
No,
I think
seen,
there's a couple of things here.
I've watched Russell walk into stadiums and said, "What the bleep?"
There's a couple of outfits here that I think you'd like. I see some things that I think Dell would look good in.
You think Dell would look good in a Russell Westbrook? Do you know what Dell is wearing today? A collared checkered blue. Can't be more conservative.
Company man Dell.
Like frat boy. He is.
Why would he be wearing
get
that,
the hell
John?
Out of here with that frat boy.
Yeah.
John, why would he
just
be wearing
a shirt?
That?
Because he's got a meeting today at 3 o'clock.
It's not a meeting.
It's a huge meeting.
It's not a
meeting. Dell is probably, Mr. Gao is probably going to say, let's hear it for Dell.
That'll be no, there's no way. Because that's how it'll
let's
sound.
Let's hear it for Dell.
When people from Austin and Dallas are mentioned and what they've done for the company, which is, we thank them for that, and people locally will be mentioned and we'll applaud them, and rightfully so.
But what about if
Dell got us in and out of breaks?
You know why Dell dresses up? Because he thinks this could be the meeting that I get mentioned.
No, I don't.
This one could be the meeting.
That's not the case.
Yes, yes.
It really isn't.
That's why you wore your Sunday best.
I just enjoy the meetings because it gives me time to sit and appreciate everyone who does stuff around here.
Yeah, in other words, Dell is sitting in judgment. It's just like when you're sitting in a mall on a bench. A mall, and you're tying your shoes, whatever. You're looking around like, look at all this humanity. What the hell is going on?
All right, let's talk some basketball. And
okay,
you said
so
it.
We can't. We gotta go to break.
I know we gotta go to break already, Lance. Thanks.
No, we got second. We got a
so,
seconds. Yeah,
two
seconds.
Minutes. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes. Brad Stevens, how about you're down 22 and you win the game, and I'm with, and you're so shorthanded. You've lost every good player you have, and you're still beating. Now this series could go six, and Philly could win it in six. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, but it's really tough.
I'm telling you, I think this Boston team. Forget this year. Next year, Boston is going to be the team to beat Boston is going to be is going to be comparable to Golden State next year.
Yeah, they're going to be really, really tough. And Brad Stevens, you know, he was such a great coach at Butler. He's such a good coach with the Boston Celtics. I mean, man, they don't have enough talent. And here they are against a substantially more talented team. But it's kind of irrelevant because they do – he gets them to buy in and play great basketball. And I got to tell you, you know, I think Utah Jazz have some of that as well. They're not as talented, but – you just need to play well. Like, if you kind of half-step against the Jazz, we talked about it before, it doesn't change. I mean, Joe Ingles should not be hitting seven threes in your face. That shouldn't happen. But the Utah Jazz have a great rookie in Donovan Mitchell. They got a shot blocker. I mean, they got a bunch of willful, mentally tough guys. It's just you have to play good basketball, and you will beat the Utah Jazz if you play good basketball. But if you stumble a little bit, this isn't the Minnesota Timberwolves where they just kind of can fade mentally. Like, the Jazz are a mentally tough team, and so you got to be a little careful, and you're getting ready to go into the den of hate in Utah. And so, you know, those people are going to really get after you and scream at you and make you feel bad about yourself and say ugly, ugly, ugly things.
Yeah, there. It is going to be ugly tonight. I don't think that there's any question about it.
James and the James Salt is going to hear should
it.
Be good.
James is going to hear it. But you know how he's going to shut him up? And Mario Alley was with us in studio. He said the Rockets have the kind of team that's perfect for this situation, for a hostile environment, because they'll go on runs and they will and take they'll the crowd out of it.
Yeah, I actually think it's true. And this does feel like a team that has some mental toughness to it. I mean, look at their road record. They can play on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, they can. Oh, look at it. Look at their – they won 65 games. I guess they can play
on
the road.
Do you see that little rat bastard Jazz fan who got in James's face at halftime and got in his face and started screaming at the Rockets game?
Well, but
how do Rockets fans let that happen?
Well, that I guess, but is he in James' head? I mean, James is walking out. Dude is saying stuff about him being a flopper, so he's got to hit his phone. I mean, really,
in your own flopping.
I mean, how much is he in James' head right now? Do you think James is thinking? Do you think James slept last night?
That's road Jazz fan. That's not even Salt Palace Jazz fan.
I know. Well, but you know what? It's the fans should have taken care of. Did you hear the cops too? They're like, well, if you were sitting in your seat, none of this would have happened, dude. Okay, if you're sitting in your seat, then James wouldn't have to hit you. Okay,
wait, I don't know. Hold on, Are we talking about the halftime, the one that I saw the little video of, or is this something else that happened?
No, this is
was the same guy.
No.
James had an issue with him going into half, and then Nano kind of shoved him. And then when James is coming out of the locker room, he goes, "You're the biggest flopper in the league." And James,
I didn't know about that one. Yeah, I only knew about the one going in.
There's a video, the kid's video, and he's videotaping and yelling at James, and James hits his phone, and the kid's like, "You see that? Did you see that?" And the cops were like, "Yeah, go sit down." Yeah, we saw that.
I hate Jazz fans more than anything. And fans in general are a-holes. You know, those fans who are intentionally trying to scream at players on the way out. Like, what gets into your head? What is in your DNA that you have to go stand on a rail and scream at players?
Right.
I just don't get it.
Right. It's just, well, that's just Jazz.
Jason Glad posted a video on Facebook of himself taming James Harden. "You're the worst flopper in the NBA." And this kid clearly was not old enough for mid-90s jazz ball to watch Karl Malone tumble to the ground whenever he was run into by Muggsy Bogues.
No, he didn't. All right, let's catch up on breaks. You know where I'm probably going today, Lance? I'm going to go see Steven and Brent and all the boys.
Prime Social. Yeah. So Prime Social has, you know, they got a $5,000 tournament going every day where a $5,000 prize pot is guaranteed. But, you know, if the entries go well over that guaranteed amount, then the pot goes up. And rebuys help the pot go up as well. I believe Wednesdays are the Omaha tournaments. The rest of them are no-limit hold'em tournaments. But they also have cash games. You can get into 1-3 no-limit hold'em games. And those are actually fairly, I call them friendly games. I mean, you sit down with $200, $300, $400, and you just play and play and play. You have a chance to make yourself some money. They've got fixed limit games. They've got no limit games. But don't let the no limit thing scare you, because it's actually a chance. If you can play a little poker and you're a little disciplined, you can actually make some good money over there. And yes, it is absolutely legal. You pay your fee to be a member of the club there at Prime Social, and you're a member of a club that has some phenomenal phenomenal poker going on. They've got the most beautiful poker room. They've got 20 felt tables. They've got 29 televisions lining it. So while you're playing, you can watch your baseball. You can watch your basketball playoffs. That's not going to be a problem at all. They got a great staff waiting to serve you right there at the table, whether it's drinks, it's food, a great management staff. You'll see some former players and former athletes who are in there playing, and they play on a regular basis, and they're like some of the best guys. Man, you have a great time hanging out with them and talk. You can talk about some of the glory days as well. I don't want to blow up their spot, but trust me, you'll see Ray for Austin. It's really that simple. So make sure that you go on to Prime and go enjoy some of the best poker going on in the city of Houston, and bring your neighborhood game in there. Just say, hey, guys, let's start playing here with a dealer. Let's leave all the hassle out in the back door. I've got my buddy Sean and everyone from the neighborhood, we're going to get our game going over there as well. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com or simply head on out to 7801 Westheimer between Hillcroft and Fondren, and you're going to love the poker going on at Prime Social.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I hate the Jazz fans so much. What a bunch of turds.
Why do you
what
hate
a bunch
them?
Of turds?
They're a bunch of
you know why?
People. Hey, did because, we ever hear though from back from that radio? Did they have a whole show about us? And
I don't know.
We have to go listen, but who knows?
We had like six. We had like six or five different people tweet, and they thought they were slick. One guy's like, if you wanted to make fun of Mormons, I said, I was making fun of Jazz fans. Well, I could have told you, I'm out of the church now, and you just, what a lame bit, because you could have just said some better cuss words. Like, no, see, you're trying to be slick, and you're trying to be passive aggressive. I already know, it hurts your feelings, it hurts you, and just stop. Just stop. You don't need to tell me how to be better at going after Jazz fans, because that's not what you wanted. You just thought you had a side door into trying to complain about a bit that slaughtered you. So don't worry about it. Just lay on the floor in a pool of blood and don't worry about it, Jazz fan, because you suck ass. And let me tell you something else. I'm so mad right now watching this. Watching the second video, because I hadn't seen the second video because we took off the next morning. So I didn't see video of the second thing. This kid is holding a phone in front of his face the whole time. He's recording this on his Facebook Live. So he's intentionally trying to get a reaction. He's trying to, hey guys, I want you on my Facebook. I know that I just got done speaking about a bunch of politics that no one cares about, but watch me try to troll James, because I'm going to be the number one Jazz troll. I'm going to, hey guys, it's me, Jason Glad. Just want to let you guys know, I'm going to be number one troll fan for the Jazz. I'm doing it for the Jazz. Take note. Hashtag take note. I'm going to be there and wearing all my Jazz stuff in Houston, and I'm going to get right in James's face. So make sure you follow my Facebook Live page. Thanks, guys. Go Jazz. Take note. Hashtag take note. And so he went there, and he's recording all of them on his phone right in front of his face as he screams at James going in and then coming out screaming. And James takes a left hook, swipes it, smacks the phone. He didn't knock it out of his hands, unfortunately. And then you see the police come over, and you see him talking to the guy, and they handled it real well. And a Jazz fan sounds like a whiny bitch, exactly like you'd think he would sound. And, I mean, exactly. He sounds exactly like Jazzy Jeff, who called the show. A whiny little troll. And so anyway, and you listen to him talk, and you realize this guy's doing this. Like, if you go on the road to do this stuff for reaction, then you know what? Yeah, you're going to get smacked. You cross the line, watch out. Now, I just listened to Tracy McGrady's during a break. Tracy said, look, if the guy was all up in James's face, then, you know, James is probably in the right. If he wasn't and James got into the other guy's space, then James is in the wrong. and he'll probably be fined for it. Have we heard? Has he been fined for this?
No.
Okay, nothing. Good. I hope he doesn't, because I can tell you what. In this video, then they showed Westbrook had the same issue with the Jazz fan when he was coming off the floor in Utah. Some Jazz fan was all in his face. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm so glad that I'm seeing this so I can get worked up about the Jazz again, because I don't hate these players on this team like I did past teams, like Matt Harpring, Greg Ostertag, Karl Malone, Stockton. I mean, just a despicable bunch of people that I hated. They're probably not really despicable in real life, but I felt that way, and I loved hating them. But their fans transcend everything. There's nothing good about them as people. They are terrible people. Record that, Jazz radio station, you bunch of dumbasses. You are a bunch of terrible people, and I hope you get punched in the face next time by a player. I hope they go Malice in the Salt Palace, and P.J. Tucker gets about 7 of you guys.
We'll see.
I hope that he goes in like and clears out 7 to 8 of you guys.
Seems like a bad idea in a playoff series for one of your guys to go punch a couple fans.
Yeah.
Rodney Hood was fined $35K for slapping a phone out of a hand.
There's Dell the Pragmatist.
No, I'm just saying. You probably don't want
PJ
Tucker.
It's probably not a great idea in a playoff series to get kicked out of a whole series.
No, but Rodney Hood, as a member of the Jazz earlier this year, was fined $35K for slapping the phone out of a Washington Wizards fan's hand. So we'll see what happens to James.
Remember that? He was walking off the court. He was on the corner. That guy was on the corner.
Yeah.
Lance, in this segment, you told them you hope they were in a pool of blood, that they suck ass, that they were little bitches. Do you know the kids are on their way to school? They're starting late today at school.
What time is it?
It's 8:41.
And I hope PJ Tucker goes and takes out 7 to 8 of them.
You want them to punch him in the face like Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to apologize to Jazz fan like Charles Barkley had to apologize
to Draymond.
Yeah. So listen, Draymond is and oh, by the way, I hope Jazz fan doesn't see you down in Belize. Because Draymond was going to kick Charles' ass, and maybe Jazz fan will kick your ass.
I'm sorry, John. Jazz fan, there's way too many people of color in Belize. Come on. Jazz fan would never be here.
That is true.
This is something completely different. Swear to God, walking the streets of San Pedro, which is it's gritty streets. Like, it's nice. It's got good shops and all that. But it's not like, you know, it's a little gritty. I saw a couple of guys with white short sleeve shirts and and pants, and I was like, okay, they're preaching out here. I heard walking the streets trying to convert.
Nope. Did you convert?
No, I was driving by on a golf course. I just had a bunch of – we'd been drinking and eating.
So wait a minute. So you're just driving around Belize in your golf cart? Yeah, like the poors, they walk and you're driving around in a golf cart?
Everybody does. You walk around barefoot.
You just walk around barefoot in your golf cart?
I'm never doing the barefoot.
I kind of feel like it's you're like Baker Mayfield, white privilege, if you're driving around in your golf cart while everybody else in Belize, you know, all the darker people are walking.
Well, that's not actually accurate. A lot of people just drive around in golf carts because you don't need a car here. But I'd have been happy just walking there. But the owners of the place picked us up in a golf cart, said, here, let's go to the restaurant. So we did. But you can pretty much walk everywhere here. But, I like it. It's funny how you thought Jazz fans would be amongst these people. No, it's not. It's not. You got to stay with your own hateful type.
What do you mean? Don't they go on missions to places like this to save people?
Jazz fans don't go on missions?
No, the Mormons do, right?
Oh, I don't know. They're not one in the same, Del. I don't know.
Yes, they are.
All Jazz fans.
No, they're the same.
Yes, no. That's if you're a Mormon,
at Del V2.
I don't care.
At Del V2.
If you're a Mormon, you're a Jazz fan.
Yeah.
If
you're from Utah.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That's probably it.
I'm going to say this. I'll bet there are a lot of Mormons that just aren't down with the NBA at all. At all.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. So.
They're not down with the NBA. They're down with the Utah Jazz.
No, even the Utah Jazz.
Joe Ingles brought him back.
But the Jazz are now
Joe Ingles, they went, what? Huh?
The Jazz are very international, so I feel like that team fits what the Mormons would be all about because they like to travel around the world and save people.
Yeah.
Joe Ingles, Australian. Neto's not from this country. Who else is on the team? Obviously, Ricky Rubio. Rudy Gobert's French.
Where did Dennis Lindsay come from?
San Antonio?
San Antonio.
Houston.
Is there anyone more in Houston? Who are the two most international, three most international teams now?
Yeah.
Are typically Houston, San Antonio, and now the Utah Jazz. Like, they figured out the right mix of international flavor.
True that. True that.
You know who's not international? Well, I take it back. I guess they did have Porzingis, but like the terrible teams, all American players.
All American.
Well,
they're just American guys.
Well, in Salt Lake people's eyes, they're terrible teams because they have all Americans.
Yeah.
But LeBron's an American. I think Cleveland's just fine.
Did Cleveland have a bunch of American players also?
Yes, J.R. Smith. The most American as they come.
He's pretty American.
Yes.
He's pretty America.
As far as if Jazz fans, as far as their stereotype of what an American basketball player looks like, J.R. Smith fits the profile.
Looking at the NBA through the eyes of a Jazz fan is probably very, it's probably very scary. Like, oh my God, look how scary that neck tattoo is. You know who'd never be a Utah Jazz guy? Kenyon Martin. Kenyon Martin could have never played for the Jazz. Too scary.
No. Well, wait. Kirk Snyder did.
Yeah, and they got rid of him quick. They're like,
yeah,
oh,
but he still plays
for him. Going to kill somebody.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Let's talk about about, you know what you need if you want to get along in life? Some testosterone. That's what you need.
I mean, it helps. You obviously don't need it if you're a Jazz fan, because you're screaming and yelling, acting like a crazy person, although that really doesn't have anything to do with testosterone, I guess. But if you're really tired, if you're fatigued, if you lost that drive and energy to go troll NBA players on road games and record it so you can try to be famous on a Facebook live post that goes viral, then, you know, and you say, I need that energy and that get up to go do that. Well, see a professional, you know, seek professional help. But then, I guess, call my friends over at Men's T Clinic. I know this much. When your testosterone level drops, your drive and desire to, you know, to just move forward and do things like on the weekend or to excel at your work or to drive past where you are right now and shoot for something higher. Maybe it's your workouts. See, you're like, man, I just don't have any mojo in my workouts anymore. I'm not getting through them with the same amount of energy, and I'm not seeing the same results. And before you know it, you're basically, you know, you start to see a big decline in your overall health because and it's not just your physical health, also your mental health. You know, when your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be, it helps with mental acuity. You think quicker, and it really removes kind of a fog of fatigue off of you. And I always talk about that because that's what I had. It is unbelievable when you get that bounce in your step back and you get that energy level back to where it belongs. And that can happen after 3 or 4 days once you get treated from Men's T Clinic. Go there, get tested, find out where your testosterone level is. 4 locations in the Houston area. Got one at Beltway and Fairmont in front of the Target and Pasadena. Location at 288 in Discovery Bay in Pearland. You've got 290 in Barker Cypress in the Cypress area and 1801 Durham, McDurham and I-10 right there in Denver Heights. It's menstclinic.com.
All right, welcome back here. I want to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. It is the way to sell your car. John Clay Wolf says you're still getting top dollar on some of the models. Some of them, you know, it depends on the time of the year. It depends on what's happening with the economy. It's funny the way that this car business thing works, that you can get unbelievable. Or he said if you've got he likes to call them stripper cars, like Corvettes or, you know, really flashy cars, they're getting top dollar right now, still out there making money for you. So if you're thinking about selling that kind of a car, now is a great time to do it. There are other ones as well. But here's the deal is no matter when you're going to sell your car, make sure that you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and put in your VIN number, and John Clay Wolf will make you an offer. This will give you an idea as opposed to what the dealer tells you the blue book is on it, what it's really, really worth out there in the market. Because the blue book isn't always what the actual value of the car is. If they're hot right now, if there's a shortage of them out there on the streets and they can sell them for more, then you can get more money for your car. So go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you can't beat CarMax's offer, then he's going to send you $100. That's what he does at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to call and hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Lawrence and I are going back and forth. Now, Lawrence, well, they made a move for Verlander on August 31st, so wait till then. They made plenty of moves last year. Do you know how many guys they brought up and down last year? Like, this would be something that would be so foreign to a baseball team to bring somebody up that might give them a young player. I mean, how stupid is this? That there's an argument amongst that guys who aren't hitting wouldn't be sent down or would be, you know, or waived or whatever. This happens all the time to baseball teams. What is wrong with people? Are you kidding me? Do you know how many moves the team made last year? If guys aren't up and down, if guys aren't hitting, because Tyler White was on the initial roster last year. But guess what happened to Tyler White? Oh, he got sent down. Oh, well, guess what? Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens all the time that this isn't even that calling somebody up. And if it is J.D. Davis or whatever, what I'm saying is they got to make a – don't just settle. The team needs a little boost, and maybe it comes from whomever. But do something. Don't just keep rolling Mariznick out there. That to me is a little bit aggravating, is that it – no, because we won last year. Well, Jake wasn't even on the roster. He wasn't even on the playoff roster last year. So this loyalty to he and Gattis, and I know everybody loves the caveman. He doesn't wear gloves. He doesn't bat with any batting gloves. And you know what? If you had a fight, and he and McCann have bald heads, and then they rub each other's heads, and that's fun, and that's great. But he's a mess. Thank God he struck out yesterday, because then you had a rally in the ninth because he struck out, and Sanchez couldn't find the ball. That otherwise, the game was over on a feeble, terrible pitch in the dirt, which is something that, oh my God, he and Marwin are, that's all you have to do. I mean, you have to throw the ball about 40 feet now, and they'll swing at it. That seems to be the case. Don't throw anything above anything at his ankles, because he's going to swing at it.
Yeah.
I mean, so you know what happens with other teams? They actually call guys up. I mean, it's just silly. This is silly to me. Call a guy up, and if he gives you a boost, he gives you a boost. And if he doesn't, then send him back down. Oh, yeah. You can't start the clock on. Why? This is a championship team. We're not it's not the 2013 Astros where you had to worry about time spent now. And, oh, by the way, you get the extra year of arbitration if you call up Kyle Tucker. So let's stop that. You don't have to wait till June 22nd. You don't have to wait, because you'll get the extra year now because he's not on the 40-man. This is not a team that's, like, worried about the clock starting on guys anymore. You're talking about – you know what the Yankees do? They call guys up. And if you can help us, you help us. If you don't, then we're sending you back down. Or we'll get rid of you. We'll trade you. That's – a buddy of mine, remember Chad, the Huffmans, you know Royce and Chad and all them.
Yeah.
And my buddy Chad said, this is perfect. He's with the Yankees and, you know, a young guy, and they're going to want to have a guy come up. I said, the Yankees are the worst team for him, because if he doesn't hit in the first 3 weeks, he's gone. He's gone. Okay, you have to be exceptional with the Yankees, otherwise you're out of there. Other teams they can live with you not doing well, but we know you're going to hit at some point. You got to get that major league experience. We'll go through the growing pains with you. Not the Yankees. That's the worst place to go. And this Astros team should be the worst place to go. We ain't about, well, we're giving you everybody, okay, Jake, we're going to give you another 150 at bats, see if you can. No. You know what the Astros are? Champs. They got to act like champs.
Champs also don't panic, though, John.
No, but if he can't hit, you go get a guy that can hit. It's not panicking, Lance.
You're going to go for the minors.
It's not panicking to make moves with your 23rd and 24th and 25th guy on your roster.
I agree with that. But Gattis, I would not include Gattis in that, because Gattis has been there, done that for you. He is a guy who can hit, and he's always been a little streaky. Marwin Gonzalez, been there, done that. He can be a little streaky, although not really last year, plays multiple positions. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Mariznick has always been defensive replacement slash can hit the ball hard and far when he hits it. But he's not a guy who's ever going to be a full-time guy. And then Derek Fisher is just, we don't really know. So I'm not tied to those two. I totally agree with you. I'm not tied to Mariznick and Fisher. Now, they're both outfielders. But as far as Gattis and Marwin, I mean, you don't do anything with them. You can just limit at bats or whatever. But there are two spots, absolutely. And I've long felt like if you don't like what's in the bullpen, mess around with minors. And, the Astros don't do a lot of that. Call up, send down, just to kind of get a feel or a look at some of the players. They don't do it as much as I kind of expected them to when they were on the come up. I kept thinking, well, they're on a bunch of ace players. I mean, they got them. But I figured they'd be up, down, really trying to figure out who the guys were. They pretty much stick with what they've got. They don't do a lot of jerking around with the roster.
They do. They bring guys up all the time, Lance. Tyler White, up and down. Derek Fisher, up and down. They do this all the time. What are you talking about? Yes, they do.
Yeah, I guess they do, not as much. I guess
JD
it's really
Davis,
more with the
up and down. They've already done it this year.
With the pitching staff, they didn't do it as much. How often is that due to injury?
No. What did JD Davis went down already? Tyler White goes down, up and down.
Last year when
Mariznick
was out,
Fisher up and down. They do this all the time.
Well, then do it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Okay, that's exactly what I'm. That's what I'm. Oh my god. Why
you need to relax, John?
Why does
John relax? You're freaking out. The Twitter told me.
Twitter did tell you that.
Twitter told me.
So why did who was it said and tell? Why did you have to agree with him that Lance sounds like he has a mouthful of nuts?
Well, I said either that or eggs.
You know what I actually had? Almonds and cashews.
So he
that
wasn't
I was eating.
Wrong.
I technically had a mouthful of nuts.
You did?
Get all those nuts
I
out of your
ate,
mouth.
For some reason, I decided to eat while I was on the air. I'm not sure why I did that. And I had a variety of nuts.
I didn't notice that.
I did. It was clear.
In the mouth.
Nuts are the worst because they're crunchy, Lance. You need to eat like a poached egg.
How about we don't eat on the air?
Yeah, that's the other option. I could have just waited for the commercial. That was the other one. But
I missed that part.
Whoever said that technically was right.
Do you?
Allison said, yes, Lance's rant about Jazz fans is the best thing I've ever heard. He's as angry as me. Hashtag Jazz funeral. Hashtag turds. Hashtag whiny little bitches. Hashtag I'm pissed and hashtag terrible people. Allison's right there with me, I think. It looks like, because she even added a couple extra hashtags. I didn't say Jazz funeral.
Well, hashtag go to break. Hashtag sports map is coming up next.
Hashtag 94.1 joins us next right here on ESPN 97.5. How about this, Renter's Warehouse, Lance? What about the deals that are going on right now with our guy? He's unbelievable.
Well, I'm sorry. What were you just saying? I was just looking at some of these.
I was talking about Renter's Warehouse.
Oh, Richard Drake, his deal. Well, here's his deals that are unbelievable. He says, this is how much we charge per month. And you say, okay, well, what does that get me? Basically everything. You don't have to market your property. You don't have to find renters. They will get your property ready for you. Renter's Warehouse will also make sure and collect rent and take care of anything that happens with the house. Like if you have a plumbing issue or whatever the case may be, a leaky faucet, something like that, minor, they'll take care of it. So, John, it's hassle-free for you. Money just comes in. But the best part is they know how to maximize your property and get the most money for it when you rent it out. You don't know how much it's supposed to go for it. They do.
No, and there's a free 18-month tenant warranty. So if your occupants leave, they're going to find you another one absolutely free. They do it in an average of about 17 days, find you tenants. When if you're trying to sell your house, it could take years. You're not let me just settle then for an amount. No, why settle? Keep that property. Let Rich Drake and his people all rent it out, and they pay off your mortgage. This is not even arguable. So go to renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, or renterswarehouse.com.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
ESPN 97.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today. Not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.